Well, I don't know what to say. I'm actually kind of like in tears and like I got goosebumps because these are topics that are so important, and that your friend David and your music really bring a lot of those things to the surface. So my name is Anna Dunan, and I am here with Cindy Silawa, our executive director. And we just want to say thank you so much. It's really an honor, and we're really blessed to have the opportunity to come together as a community, because one of the questions that David posed was, you know, where do we go for hope? And I think that hope lies at the core of people coming together. And so thank you so much for using your talents and your music and your skills to bring a message. And for you, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming out and braving the weather. It really takes all of us to work together to send a message of love and hope to the women and children that are hurting. When we think of social justice, and you think about all the women that are going through these difficult situations in life, when you think about the majority of the people in shelters, 70% are children. When you think of a shelter and you are at capacity and you have a waiting list, or when you hear that one in three women will experience domestic abuse in an intimate relationship, we cannot sit back and wait for somebody to do something. And we cannot say that that is acceptable to us. So I think as a community, we have to work really hard. And for Safe Haven Ministries, we have a daunting mission, which is to end domestic abuse. And we know it's a big undertaking, but we're here to do it not by on our own, but with you guys and with our community, with our partners. And send that message again that we're gonna stand up and we're gonna work hard to make sure that our children and our women have the support that they need. And the work that we do is really about prevention and education, educating the public, educating the community, bringing the message that we need to stand together to support our families and break that cycle of abuse that lies at the core also of our societies and our communities. We provide emergency shelter, and we also do support and advocacy for families, for the women and the children that are going through these difficult times in their lives. So that is our work, and Cindy will share a little bit more about our, you know, why we're here and our vision for the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Thank you, Cameron. I sat thinking about Fragile Alleluia as I hear the songs played, and I think about the state that the women and children are in when they come to us, in that very fragile state. And the alleluia that's experienced when they've been given hope and we've walked alongside them on their journey of healing. And that's what tonight is about. And so I was so excited when Cameron called and we were looking for ways to connect homelessness and domestic violence. And I said to Cameron, you know, they're very connected. It takes an awful lot for a woman to make the decision to leave a relationship, an abusive relationship, especially when she has children. And oftentimes, they're homeless. That's exactly what happens. And so when they come to us, that's one of our greatest challenges, especially right now in our community. It's very difficult to find housing for women and children. So not only are we working to really help them heal from the trauma they've experienced of abuse, but we're also working to give them a safe place to go so that they can have that hope and that future. So we want to thank you for supporting our ministry, for supporting our work, and the timing was perfect too, as we celebrate 25 years this year. So we will be launching some new initiatives at Safe Haven, and one of those, again, is to address this situation of homelessness. So all of the proceeds from this evening will go towards helping women and children with supportive housing. So thank you again, and we appreciate you, and thank you, Cameron, and your beautiful music.